How much cash do you have in your wallet right now?
Zero. I never carry cash, ever, anywhere.
Me neither. Occasionally, I'll have cash, like if I know I'm going somewhere, like go get my nails done. I think I have $2 cash in my wallet right now. And the fact that I never carry cash kind of got me in a bind the other day. So we had left baseball. We had a game. Went to go to In-N-Out to grab some dinner. Yum. And the line was super, super long. So I was like, forget it. Let's just go inside. It was just Carter and myself. So we go inside. We grab our food, head back out to my car, go jump in my car, press the button to turn on the engine. Won't turn on.
Oh, no, Kelly.
Battery is dead.
Ugh.
And I'm like, okay. Well, there are worse places to be stranded. In-N-Out was pretty okay.
Great point.
So we sat there. We ate our burgers while we were waiting for AAA to show up. The guy comes. He gives me a jump. My car starts running. And I wanted to tip him, but I didn't have any cash. And so I was like, oh, my gosh, like, what do I do? This is awkward, you know? And I didn't want to be like, okay, thanks, bye, have a great day. Like, you literally came and saved me at In-N-Out.
So what'd you do?
So I was like, hey, dude, I really appreciate you coming out and helping me here, but I don't have any cash. Can I buy you a burger?
You offered him a double-double from In-N-Out?
Yeah, and he looked at me and he's all... and mind you, by this time, it's like 9 o'clock at night, right? I don't know this guy's schedule. I don't know if he's had dinner or not. Like, it was just like the way he looked at me, like you could tell, like he was like contemplating it. I was like, dude, I don't have money to tip you. So please let me buy you some food. And then, you know, it'll show my appreciation. He's like, sure.
I was
like,
said yes.
Yeah. I was like, cool. You want a double double? He's like, yeah. Extra pickles. And I was like, perfect. So I went inside. I bought him a double-double combo. I came back out. I handed him his cup and my receipt. And I said, here you go. Your order number 56. Your food's going to be ready in a second. Thank you for helping me out. I'm going to get on my way so my car doesn't die again.
I think you did brilliantly considering you had no cash. Cash is king. But the next best thing is probably food, right?
It's In-N-Out.
Especially In-N-Out food.
But I was thinking, I'm like, man, I can't be the only one who's been put in this situation where you want to tip somebody, but you might not have cash. And it's one of those situations where it's like you need to actually hand them some type of goods or something.
I've got myself in this situation all the time. And the only thing I worry about is I think of the scene from Home Alone 2 where he hands Rob Schneider a piece of gum. And I'm like, I hope I'm not insulting the person, right? Giving them something else. But yeah, I've done that a lot because I don't carry cash. So, but I don't think I've ever done as well as a double-double from In-N-Out.
Have you been in this situation? You wanted to tip somebody. You didn't have cash. What did you tip them with other than cash? Was it a burger? Was it something more creative?
Let's hear it. Text or call 888-431-3764. Kelly was stranded at In-N-Out when her battery in her car died. There's worse places to be stranded, right?
Right.
Called AAA. They came and gave her a jump, fixed the battery, but she doesn't carry cash, like me. Didn't know how to tip him, so did the next best thing. Bought them a double-double, and he appreciated it, right?
I did. I was like, dude, I don't have any money. I appreciate your time. Can I at least buy you a burger? And he was like, sure. Went in, got a double-double combo, and I went on my way. He went on his way.
So what do you tip people with if you don't have cash? 951 says, I tipped a bartender the $15 Starbucks gift card.
Okay. 951 here says, it was Christmas Eve about a year ago. A tow truck driver was so helpful with our child who was out of town. And so we wanted to tip him, but didn't have a way to do that because he wasn't in the same city. We Zelled him $100 on Christmas Eve, and he was so thankful.
I try and do that these days as well if they have Zelle or Venmo. And 562, I gave them an extra box of Girl Scout cookies.
And a big thank you. A lot of text messages, including, it looks like Denise here in Torrance said, yeah, most of the time, especially with tow truck drivers, you can ask them if they have a Venmo, Zelle, some type of thing, and you can send them cash that way. I don't know why I didn't think of that. I just had burgers on the brain.
You had a lot going on. You had the smell of In-N-Out to deal with as well.
Allie and Menifee, have you tipped in something other than cash?
So when we had movers, I felt so bad because I didn't have any cash to give them. So we had bought a 12-pack recently. We gave him like whatever was left, maybe 6 beers and then a little bottle of Patron.
You put together a goodie basket for him.
Yeah, and they seemed pretty happy about it.
So they appreciated it. A cold beer after a hard day of moving?
Yes.
Yeah, that was probably the best thing they needed at the end of the day. I like this one from the 951 who texted in. Says, during Christmas, I usually carry Starbucks gift cards in my purse for just-in-case situations. That's really smart.
Smart idea. Something that I don't think of and probably have to get better at. You too, Kelly. 909 says, Bitcoin would have worked great also. You can tip in Bitcoin?
I don't even have Bitcoin, so yeah, I don't think this one's going to work.
I had it. I lost a lot of money on it, so I didn't use it again.
Have you ever tipped in something other than cash? We want to hear from you. You could call or text us at 888-431-3764. If you don't have cash, a burger's the next best thing, right?
I think you did very, very well. It was quite brilliant by you.
At least that was my thinking. I recently got stranded at In-N-Out with a dead battery. So when the tow truck driver came to help me out, I didn't have anything to tip him with. And I wanted to thank him for coming out and getting me and my kid back on the road. So I took him inside and I bought him a double-double, fries, and a Coke.
Look, if you don't have cash, In-N-Out would be the next thing I request. For sure. It's my favorite fast food. 562 says, if I don't have cash, I always have some food gift cards and blank cards in my car.
People are prepared for this. I need to be better. I need to either have these blank gift cards or, you know, random gift cards like they do, or start carrying cash again.
Yeah, because the unfortunate thing is you don't think your car's just not going to start.
Right.
At 9 o'clock at night, and you're going to have to need to tip someone.
Danielle in Apple Valley, have you ever had to tip somebody in something other than cash?
Yeah, Universal Studios tickets.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, what was the story?
Basically, I have a thing with, like, new tires and brakes, and the guy, I told him I didn't really, like, couldn't really afford the full thing, but I work at Universal, and I actually have the tickets. So he gave me a big discount on everything so I could afford it, and then I gave him basically a 4-pack for him and his kids.
You bartered with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. It worked out.
Yeah, it definitely worked out for everybody in that situation. Valerie in Fontana says she was having car issues. She pulled into a gas station. There were two teenage boys that came out and helped her. Same thing. She didn't have any cash. She said she took them inside and said, pick out some snacks.
That's perfect.
Right?
A teenage boy, that's what I'd prefer that over cash, to be honest.
951 said, I didn't have any cash for a tip, so I gave him a scratcher that I had in my wallet that was a $25 winner.
So that's a $25 tip.
Right?
I've bought people scratches before, and I've actually tipped with a scratcher before, but I haven't scratched it off. It's their responsibility to. I've stopped doing it because I'm always worried they're going to hit $1 million on something that I bought.
Yeah, that's hit and miss. Either you gave them a really good tip or you stiffed them. The Road to Stagecoach is coming up. We're about 12 minutes away from finding out if you win Stagecoach passes. It's